the weekend.
It is time for us to continue in our weekend vein with a focus on food and where you get it and how good it is and what your preferences are. The gentleman who is the expert in this department is my colleague, friend, co-host, Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, and he has a lot of interesting information lined up for you today to touch on some of those things. I could be like, this is it, and now here's...
I need a drum roll.
Yes, probably you do. Michael, see if you can find a drum roll for Phil, will you please? If not, we'll give you a jelly roll. One or the other would be good. Exactly. That sort of reminds me. The supermarkets today try to compete on all levels. They want to convince you that they have as good a produce as you can get at your local farm. They want to convince you the donuts that they have are as good, if not better, than Dunkin' Donuts. They want to convince you that the wine selections they have are as good as you can find in the liquor store. They want to convince you that the butcher, the meat department, the butcher who's there is as good as the local butcher. Why would you go anywhere else? How accurate is that? Are any of those assertions?
I think for the most part it's very accurate. And also keep in mind, not only is it the same quality, but from a cost standpoint, especially you mentioned wine, you can get terrific wines in supermarkets at probably 20 to 30% less than you get from that local liquor store.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do they do that? They just like Walmart, they beat up
volume,
all the produce?
Volume. No, yeah. It's not beating up. But, you know, when you look at a liquor store, they have a certain amount of volume. They might buy six bottles. Mm-hmm. If you look at a Kroger or Safeway, they might buy six container loads.
And would you say the same is true for beer? I've noticed a lot of supermarkets now selling beer.
Yep.
Beer, wine. They wouldn't likely sell liquor, though. Is there a supermarket chain anywhere that sells?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really regulated by the state, and it determines whether or not supermarkets, for example, in New York, you cannot sell even beer and wine in supermarkets. But in California, you know, you have supermarkets that are selling everything.
Everything. Yeah, exactly. They'll sell your shoes if you will stand around long enough. Yeah. All right. So here's an email from Chrissy who wants to know about eggplants. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? And is it as fiber-rich as some would have us believe? Is it one of those great summer vegetables?
Yep.
Or is it a vegetable? I guess that's the question. She wants to know whether it's a fruit or a vegetable. I don't know either. So you don't.
No, I don't know. But wait.
You know,
the beauty of
information.
Information.
It's available.
And the internet is that it's a vegetable.
It is.
Matter of fact.
Okay.
It's a vegetable.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
It is interesting.
It says it's a vegetable, but it's botanically classified as a berry.
Really? I never heard that before.
And,
wow.
And contains numerous small soft seeds, which are edible but are bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Plant is native to India.
Mm-hmm.
And
we grow a lot of it now around here where I am in New England. A lot of eggplant. People seem to like. I don't. Why? You got to wonder, why is it called eggplant? It isn't. It's not an egg. Yeah. It's more like a squash, isn't it? You don't have a garden in New York where you are. You don't have a garden in California where you are, so you have to go buy it, the same as most folks.
I'm not a big fan of eggplant, except for eggplant parmesan, so that it's all hidden.
It's a great source of potassium.
A great source of folic acid and potassium.
Magnesium, niacin.
Richer in nicotine than any other edible plant.
Really? I'm done with it then after that.
Yep. No
okay.
More.
So what do we have in store for us today?
Well, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking to the author of a new book called Death by Supermarket. Mm. And I think this is one of those where we're going to get, the gloves on and knock down and fight. The fattening, dumbing down, and poisoning of America. And then when I was in New York, I had the occasion to go to a restaurant called Felipe Chow. And fabulous food, and we've asked the owner, Stratus Morfigan, to join us and tell us a little bit about what's going on at Felipe Chow and why this is one of the hottest restaurants in New York.
So all of the stars go there, is that the point? Or one
well, the stars go there, but also just normal folks like us go like there. Us. And it's a terrific, really a terrific experience.
All right. So those items of interest coming up, plus some of Phil's blogs. If you're following supermarketnews.com or Supermarket Guru, you will find, plus DougStefan.com, we most every day post something that Phil has written about. For example, there are tips at Supermarket Guru on dealing with food allergies and children. Is this especially different at this time of year, Phil?
Absolutely. And in fact, what's so interesting is this whole controversy now about school kids with food allergies, whether or not they should be sitting at separate tables.
Oh, my God. Really?
There should be EpiPens all over the school, so if anybody has an allergy, they can just, like, grab an EpiPen and put it in their leg and stuff. It's gotten a bit carried away, and I guess the weirdest thing for me is when I was a kid, and probably it was the same thing with you, you know, I didn't remember any kids that had food allergies were in my class.
Yeah, no. Even though it had a food allergy, this has gone crazy. This is ridiculous.
It's, right, you know, and now you have would-be moms who, you know, clean out their diet. They don't eat peanuts. They don't have milk. They don't have anything with the idea that their kids will not have food allergies. Now pops the kid, and guess what? Loaded with food allergies because they didn't eat properly.
Right.
So it's this vicious circle going.
Well, we have the news media that plays into all of this fear stuff, and that's different than when we were kids. Plus the fact you've got everybody scared about everything. Everybody's full of fear. Oh, my God, my child, this nobody wants to. When people come visit me on my farm and they wander around, they wonder if they're going to get sick if they are around any manure or dirt or anything. It's appalling how naive people are and what we've created here in just a generation or two, Phil. Actually, we've created a bunch of nannies and sissies.
Well, I think it goes even beyond that. You know, what happens is when you have a child who has a food allergy and, you know, you've created it, you get overprotective, then they get scared.
Right.
And then you're really setting the stage for their entire life of being fearful of anything, fearful of air. So it's not good. Remember when John Travolta did that movie, I don't know, Bubble Boy or whatever
yes.
it was?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to have their kids in like a little bubble.
Yeah, it's becoming very challenging. There's so much teasing going on by the news media when it comes to this sort of thing. It is, use some common sense. Think about what it was like when you were a kid, that's all. Go back to when you were a kid or ask your mother or your grandmother, or whoever may be around that has a different perspective based on experiences not in the current time, but back when there was a little more common sense. Because that's what most of this stuff is all about. It's all about common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, brought to you by Bumblebee Tuna. last week when you were in here, I started talking about Bumblebee Tuna.
Tuner,
right. Every once in a while, we had a focus on laughter yoga on the Good Day program during the week, and put those two together, especially if you're from New England, even if you've worked hard, like I have all my life, to get rid of my New England accent, that'll bring it out. Bumblebee.
Wait. Who says you've gotten rid of it?
I'm hoping I have gotten rid of it.
Okay.
Every once in a while, it does, like in me talking about Bumblebee Tuna. Eat healthier, get more fish in your diet with Bumblebee. For great tasting recipes to make your lunch or dinner simple and affordable and nutritious, visit bumblebee.com. I think one of the things you've found over the years is that fish is one of the great ways when you go to the market to get the food that you need and to be satisfied, isn't it, Phil?
Absolutely. Fish is terrific. And it's one of the most healthiest, most inexpensive, and easiest ways to prepare foods on the market. In fact, groups such as the USDA MyPlate program and the World Health Organization not only recommend eating fish for a variety of health benefits, including fighting heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and depression in adults and promoting brain development in babies, but also emphasizes the risk of not eating enough fish as well. A lot of us are confused about how to incorporate more fish into our diet, but you don't have to be. Here's a great example. Just take a can of tuna like Bumblebee Sensations Lemon and Cracked Pepper Seasoned Tuna Medley, and I'm not even from New England. Peel off the foil lid and scoop it on top of fresh spinach.
Yeah.
Some sliced hard-boiled eggs, tomatoes, avocado, and voila. And because the tuna is lightly marinated, you don't even need to add dressing. What could be quicker or more nutritious? Tuna is high in omega-3s that are good for our heart, high in protein, and low in fat. And it only takes minutes to prepare and is more affordable than takeout. Bumblebee Sensation Seasoned Tuna Medleys are available in 3 delicious varieties. And an easy way to get more fish into your diet affordably without the preparation or the hassle. So for other convenient products like the Bumblebee Premium Albacore Pouch or more great-tasting recipes that make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, just visit bumblebee.com.
That's bumblebee.com.
Bumblebee.com.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, with Doug Steffen. I got an email from you about a smarter shopping app in the iTunes store.
Yes.
What is the story
about? So exciting. It's a free download from iTunes. Right now it's just available for either the iPhone or the iPad. And it's our app. It's smarter shopping, and it does everything like smart substitutions. If you're cooking and you're missing an ingredient, it'll tell you what you can use instead. It decodes labels for you, so when you see a label with those words you don't understand, you can look it up. It has our Food News Today videos in it. It has a special tip of the week video. There's tons of stuff, so everybody needs to just go out and download it. And if you don't have an iPhone or an iPad, go out and buy it just so you can get the free app. So spend like $800 so you don't have to spend 99 cents. Right?
There's the recipe for success right there.
Exactly.
And the Apple is it's smarter shopping, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, smarter shopping. Or you can just, in the search engine, put my name, Phil Lempert, or put Supermarket Guru or Smarter Shopping, and it'll come up.
Come right up. Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru. We'll meet Nancy DeVille, a real food advocate, in just a matter of moments here to help you out on the Good Day Weekend program.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, ingredients fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Lost in the supermarket. You'll need Phil's help. Phil will get you straightened out. Nobody in this country knows more about shopping, food value, food sense than Phil Lempert. Check out supermarketnews.com, supermarketguru.com. And here we go with Nancy DeVille. Here's Nancy. No, actually, Phil, why don't you help us get into Nancy's life? I want to know who this woman is.
Okay, well, Nancy, first of all, welcome to Good Day. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And if we take a look at what you've devoted your life to, it's really uncovering the truth about the foods that we're eating and those that are harmful to us. Am I correct?
Well, yes, but we're not really eating real food for the most part. Americans are eating factory-produced food, as you know. So, yes, my mission is really to get people's attention that we need to be eating real food.
Hooray!
Okay, before everybody gets all excited, I just want to be clear about one thing, that real food, for the most part, is also produced in factories. So let's not, I mean, there's a lot of terrific foods out there that are real foods. I mean, Doug, you're producing raw milk, and
yeah, I'm not doing a
it in the factory.
Well, I suppose I have cows that are in the factory, in a sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you being moderately facetious here, or are you being...
No, I'm being serious.
The barn's not a factory.
I'm wordsmithing. So, Nancy, take us through Death by Supermarket, you know, your latest book. If I walk into a supermarket and the first thing that I see is the produce department, what should I do?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You haven't given the whole title of the book, Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America.
Right.
Let's get to the whole. You see, Nancy, I'm a little more aggressive on this than Phil is. I think a lot of bad guys. The locavore movement is extraordinarily important and taking over. And like a lot of other things, politicians don't want to deal with it.
Well, let's define real food, just for starters.
Yep.
Real food is anything that can be picked, gathered, milked, hunted, or fished, grown or raised in a clean environment that hasn't had any science fiction processing done to it. So I think raw milk falls under that category for sure.
Yep.
But define also science fiction processing.
Okay, so food is broken down into components. It's mixed with chemical dyes, preservatives. It's already inundated with the toxins it's been exposed to. For example, if you eat factory meat or factory dairy products, those products are going to have bovine growth hormone, fertilizer residues, GMO residues. So anything that is, like I said, picked, gathered, milked, hunted, or fished, I like to say, if it was eaten 150 years ago, then you should eat it. If it wasn't,
let's be fair here. And again, I'm not saying yay or nay to any of these things, but 150 years ago, people died a lot sooner. People were a lot less healthy.
People were dying, not,
you know, and you know, we really have to look at the stats as well. It's glamorous to say, okay, you know, if it didn't exist 150 years ago, but people on average, I think, died at age 52 or 53. Now people are dying in their 70s and 80s.
Right. I looked at that really carefully. People died 150 years ago for two reasons: violence, horseback riding, crucifixion, if you want to go way back. Being shot with guns and arrows
and also
falling
reasons.
Off horses and
those health reasons too.
And they died of infectious diseases. And then we had Louis Pasteur with the germ theory of disease, which changed everything. So we had sanitation and antibiotics and refrigeration.
And pasteurization?
Yes.
Okay. So you could argue that, you know, pasteurization is science fiction, right?
Well, I mean, it goes to extremes. The pasteurization process now ruins milk. It doesn't make it better.
Right. So, I'm not in favor of people drinking pasteurized milk unless they can't get raw milk, and then they can drink pasteurized organic milk.
But the government wants to take that right away from you and me, Nancy.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I know.
As they want to take away a lot of other food freedoms, and that causes, if there's going to be a revolution in this country, it's going to be because this something like that starts it, because people are just fed up with so many other things. But you start telling them they can't make choices on food, it's going to be over.
Yeah. It will be for me. I'll be very upset with that.
Yeah. Well, but that's the whole thing. So, anyway, I'm throwing my own two cents worth in here because you're playing devil's advocate, Phil, and I agree with Nancy.
No, and that's fine. But I just think that what we need to do with our food supply is certainly we need to clean it up. We need to get rid of, you know, all the artificial colors and artificial preservatives and a lot of the things that Nancy has talked about. But realistically, if we just go to, you know, that list that Nancy shared with us, where you're fishing it or growing it or milking it or whatever else, for the average American, that kind of food is not available and probably not affordable.
Okay, so that's a point that we need to make and figure out how to make it more available. We'll talk about that strawberry recall in a moment, too, and how it fits in here. A half past the hour, Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Weekend. 33 after the hour now. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lippert, the supermarket guru, here with Doug Steffen for talking with Nancy DeVille, who is a real food advocate. She's a real food advocate, or she's a real food advocate. I think a little of both, don't you think, Phil?
Yes, absolutely.
In a sense. Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're trying to make a compelling case for having food available. You think it's hard because where the food's grown isn't where everybody is.
Absolutely. And again, you know, we've got to be realistic of what people can do and what they can't do. And we're not talking about the top 1% of the population who can afford anything. You know, we're looking at the vast majority of people who these days, especially after the past couple of weeks, you know, are struggling to buy regular milk versus raw milk, which is going to cost them more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get $9 a gallon, Nancy, for the raw milk I sell in my dairy store at my farm.
Right, I understand. I mean, that's a huge problem that we're supposedly the richest country in the world, but yet people can't eat real food. It's really just a tragedy. But I do want to remind people why they want to eat real food, because we are dynamic beings when we are made out of the biochemicals in food. So when you eat real food, you're providing your body building materials for the ongoing metabolic processes that are happening constantly. And if you don't eat real food, you're going to break down faster than you build back up, and that's accelerated aging.
Mm-hmm. So thus the problems of disease and obesity and children not having the IQ they had. There's this whole, we talk about children not getting enough to eat. Even if they get enough to eat, it may not be that it's any good for them.
Right, and there are brain damaging substances in these foods. Aspartame, MSG, is extremely brain damaging. Colored dyes, who knows what the association is between dyes and autism. There are just so many reasons to eat real food and to avoid toxic exposure in food.
Don't you think people know this, though, by now, Nancy?
No.
You don't think so, Phil? Really?
No, I don't.
Not even close.
Really?
If you take a look at, you know, the new products that come on the market. In fact, I just had this discussion yesterday on Friday. New products that are being developed with all the knowledge that we have today, and a lot of what Nancy is talking about. So I was looking at this new product yesterday, has MSG in it. Mm. I'm sorry, you know. And I agree, whether it's aspartame, whether it's MSG, with all the information that we have, why would anybody, I don't care whether it's a big food producer or a small food producer, go that route? It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
They go that route because people have remained in the dark. And that's where we come in, because we're trying to illuminate things. And when I say eat foods that were available 150 years ago, we have to go back that far, because that's when margarine was developed. That was the first factory food developed incidentally by the French, which is really interesting. And then came cornflakes, and then, you know, the rest is history.
Another reason not to like the French.
I like the French. but again, you know, when you look, the thing that we've got to remember is nutrition is a relatively new science, and we keep on learning things every day. So, you know, when I hear from a consumer, oh, well, you know, 20 years ago, everybody said margarine was better than butter. Yes. But as we learn more, we've got to change. We just can't do what it was in the past. I mean, again, what we keep on hearing over the past week with the stock market disaster is everybody says, well, look at the history of stocks over the past 100 years. What happens? Forget about that. You look at that, you're going to go broke. You've got to look at the future. It's not about past.
I mean, if you go by that, when we were kids, I guess we got a few years on you, Nancy, doctors used to do commercials for cigarettes.
Yep.
Well, I recommend that people become like hunter-gatherers. Hunter-gatherers did not leave a secure campground unless they knew that they had food with them for their journey. And we need to be like that, too, but we need to be aware of what our version of the poison mushroom is.
Yeah.
And people just leave their house thinking that they're going to find food. Well, food isn't always available, so you have to plan ahead and really think about what you're going to be putting into your body during the day.
The book is called Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America. Nancy DeVille, thank you for being here. A great explanation,
welcome.
A lot of helpful information there. Food for thought, 21 before the hour. Speaking of that, according to the news this week, there is a dead person because of E. coli. It came from some strawberries picked on a farm in Oregon. Nine or ten people sick from
Portland,
that.
Portland, Oregon. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so what does that tell us about all of the things? I'm one who believes, for the most part, all of the problems that we have with food come from big factory farms. I don't know much about this farm, how big it is. Is this one of those Driscoll?
No. In fact, I've actually been to Driscoll, who has some of the best food safety techniques. This is a small farm. It's called Ron Spada Farms. They're recalling a little under 5,000 flats of strawberries that were sold between June 11th and August 1st. And typically, these went to small stores.
How in the world could it still be available? They were picked in June, and they're still out there now. My God, they're any good if they were picked in June.
Absolutely. There's 14 cases of E. coli.
Okay, so you know what the problem is? The problem is that these, I'm betting, I know enough to be dangerous here, that if these were picked in June, and they're still around, they have been not properly refrigerated or cared for between when they were at the farm and getting to the place where people are buying.
Yeah, but that's not going to affect, that's not going to be E. coli. E. coli comes from manure.
E. coli,
you know,
can come from manure,
from,
yeah,
bad refrigeration. Yeah. And you're talking about little stores, Shelley Burns, Tim Rice, which is a vendor in a farmer's market, the barn, the fruit stop, Gresham's Farmer's Market, Growers Outlet, Florentine Salazar. I mean, we're talking, you know, about, and you and I have had this discussion a lot, just because it's a big store or it's a farmer's market doesn't mean that it's better, whether it's quality-wise or food safety-wise. Every time we buy our food, no matter where we buy it, we've got to be smart about it.
The freshest stuff, as far as dates are concerned, yes. Both of the problems that were caused last year, lettuce and spinach, came from people spraying a sort of fertilizer / manure onto the plants once they were above the ground. You cannot do that. Because you're not going to wash it off, no matter where it came from. Some of the stuff last year, the claim was that it was human stuff. You know, there's a lot of now work being done to allow the usage of, I've used it on my farm for a natural fertilizer, the remains from the sewage treatment plants. They grind it up into pellets, and it's great fertilizer, frankly. But you don't put it on unless you put it on the soil, you plow it into the soil. You don't put it on the plants. So if these people were doing that, then that's the problem.
Absolutely. I also want to go back to something that you said a moment or so ago about the doctors who were smoking.
Yeah.
You know, for years, and you know this, I don't know if our listeners know this, but at WOR Radio, which was the superstation, there was the health show, which was done by Dr. Carlton Fredericks. Remember Carlton?
I sure do.
Okay, well, Dr. Fredericks actually had a very heavy smoker. I think that Carlton probably smoked 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Mm-hmm.
He would dispense all this great health advice. And, in fact, his doctorate was in marketing. It wasn't even in anything to do with food.
That was like when, at OR about the same time Bernie Meltzer was on. Everybody called him Bernie. Dr. Meltzer. He's more a doctor than I am.
Right.
He had dispensed advice, and he was an interesting character. A lot of people, Laura Schlesinger is a Dr. Laura, but she's not a doctor in the field in which she practices on the radio. No, I think she has an EDD in something. But, it's amazing what we do. Every once in a while you hear me talk to Phil. I call him Dr. Phil. Well,
I'm not a doctor.
Well, but you have you might as well have a doctorate. You could get the equivalency from any good college or university
online.
Because you have...
From any good online thing that you'd send $20 to.
When my daughter got her Oxford PhD, and I say this not trying to sound like a snob, please don't. I'm very proud of my daughter and the 7 years it took her to go through the program at Oxford. And when she was done... I think I had a T-shirt, or somebody gave me a T-shirt. It cost me $149,000 for this T-shirt or something. And then I had found the day before online I could get a Ph.D. For $432 or something from some, just send them the $432. They'll send you back a certificate. You have a Ph.D. in something.
Well, I knew someone who got one of those mail order doctorates. Who's a very famous consultant. I will not mention his name. And it took me probably about 2 or 3 years to finally figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it could have even been longer. But the languaging was so terrific. Because what he would always say is, when I was in Berkeley, so you came away saying, he went to Berkeley. No, he lived in Berkeley, California. That was it.
Well, you didn't say when I was at Berkeley.
I was in Berkeley, mm-hmm. There was a lot of student riots, and we were working hard and all that other stuff. So you walked away saying, oh, yeah, he had his doctorate from Berkeley. Nope. It was some mail order or something or other.
All right, Phil, what's up next?
Well, up next is this fabulous restaurant. I've got to tell you, restaurants come and go. This one is just growing, growing, growing. It's called Felipe Chow. And, when you look at trends in restaurants, it's more than just the food. It's more than just who goes there. It's about the whole restaurant experience. And Felipe Chow does it fabulously. And our guest is Stratus Morfogan, who's the owner of Felipe Chow, who's going to tell us why this restaurant is not only succeeding, but growing and having more Felipe Chows throughout the world.
Babies everywhere. 15 before the hour, that conversation coming right up here on Good Day Weekend.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Phil, get it done.
Okay. Stratus, welcome to Good Day. Let's start there.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
And I've got to tell you something. Both Doug and I visit a lot of restaurants, and my experience at your restaurant, Felipe Chow, was fabulous. Not just the food, but the whole holistic experience, if you would. And that's what I'd really like to talk about before we talk about Felipe Chow and what you're doing there. You've been in the restaurant business. Your family's been in the restaurant business for decades. And you see restaurants come and go. And for me, it's not just about the food, but it's someone who has the keen eye and keen intelligence, as obviously you do, to really understand what makes a terrific restaurant. And let's start there. You know, when you open up a new restaurant, what are you looking for?
Well, I mean, a lot of things have to come together. And the one thing you need to achieve is food, service, and atmosphere. It's sometimes better than location, location, location. These are three principles that have been going on for generations. But the only thing that's changed is the atmosphere. And that always has to be retweaked with every new generation. And that's what we've tried very hard to spend a focus on how we achieve the whole Felipe Chow concept. And, music is a major part of it, the lighting, the whole vibe, the whole energy of the room when you walk in. People say when they walk into Felipe Chow, it kind of brings them in. And that's, it all takes place with body language, the way the place is designed. The whole full energy of the room is all basically, it's a team effort.
Now, Doug, I first ran into Felipe Chow in Miami a couple years ago in the Gansevoort Hotel, I think, where it's a smaller one. And then this past month or so, went to the Felipe Chow in New York. And a very different vibe, as you talk about, between both those experiences.
Yeah, it's a great example. One is a modern 30-foot ceiling, waterfalls coming down. And the one in New York is a townhouse. You know, it's basically a rustic old pre-war townhouse with multi-levels and, the 7-foot ceilings instead of 30-foot ceilings. Completely two different looks, but the same energy.
And, to that point, if you really want to look at those successful restaurants that have different outposts, they understand where they're going, unlike McCormick and Schmick that you go into and everyone looks the same, or the Palm. Everyone looks the same. That's a different kind of experience than what you're trying to create.
Well, our clientele is that 30-plus crowd, and that crowd has already gotten through going to nightclubs every night, and they're actually looking to settle down more with their careers and their personal life. And that crowd is not one that wants to bounce around from restaurants to nightclubs to this or that. Felipe is not a nightclub. But it does have an energy where you can sit at the lounge, enjoy a cocktail and listen to Beatles, Bob Marley, Motown, funk, and reggae, while you're having Chinese food. And that's really the fun of it. The music is classic. It's non-intrusive. It's not, loud boom, boom, boom techno music that, it's irritating during dinner. It's more like a chill set, and that's what we've achieved there.
So, Doug, you're not going to be able to go there and get the techno music.
No, I like to go into a place, and I want to get good, fast service. I think that there have been a lot of circumstances where people think if they go to a good restaurant, they have to sit and wait, and that's ridiculous. There's no reason in the world. You can get a good meal at a good place, and you don't have to sit around and wait for it. Do you agree?
Well, you're speaking our language because the average entree takes 8 minutes to prepare at Felipe Chow.
Right.
Eight minutes. I mean, the food comes. Our biggest issue is that people say, whoa, it's coming too fast. I mean, the food takes. See, Beijing-style cooking is all about the preparation. We take days to prepare food, at least 24 hours to 48 hours for, the non-perishable, to prepare for that evening. But once everything is prepared, it takes literally 6 to 8 minutes on a wok to prepare and send out.
See, that's the difference, and that's that in my book. Next time I'm in New York in a couple of weeks, I'm going to come find you. This is something that is very practical, and I bet it's not expensive, Phil, to go to this place either. These places are not expensive.
Well,
no, they are a little okay.
But it's worth it.
Is you're paying. When you talk about the one in New York City, it's Madison Avenue rents. We're opening now in Boca Raton next week.
Yeah.
My rent is about a fifth of what I'm paying per square foot.
So you'll pay one-fifth for the food. Listen, we got to scoot. Stratus, thank you.
Okay.
Felipe Chow, good name to remember. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
To your knees, yet they're always right. Friendly and they're ready to please.
I figured we got pretty serious about that Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, but Stratus, Stratus is not.
No, he's a good guy. I thought he's
not, but
he's
himself
think well.
Now is.
Yeah, right.
And,
yeah.
And also, if you know, if our listeners are in New York, highly recommend it. It's
yeah.
33 East 60th Street in New York.
33 East 60th?
Yes.
I have to remember that. 33. Yep. East 60th. All right. That's a pretty easy. That's not far from Central Park.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
It's a terrific question.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll have to go down on Wednesday. I'll take the guy I'm trying to impress.
Yes.
Over there. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, one of the blogs has focused on tips that you presented on beating arthritis naturally. This can be done with food. Phil is the author of Phil's Food Sense, Supermarket Guru, and Supermarket News. Well, I was going to put news and guru together. I don't know how it was going to come out. But at any rate.
Good news.
Right. It's the Supermarket Good News.
Good news of the day.
Yes. Beating arthritis. How does one do that? What tips do you offer for? Because arthritis is getting to a lot of people I know who are our age. I'm fortunate not to have the problem with it because I've been doing glucosamine and chondroitin most of my life, since at least the last 30 years or so. And I think if you bang around like I have on the farm all these years, you're liable to have, you know, the arthritis develops if you don't do something about it, keep active, et cetera, et cetera. But also there's a food component to this, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, if you take a look at arthritis, it now affects about 20 million adults. Here in the U.S. So it's much bigger than we think it is. And also, you know, when we look at our diets, to your point, low-protein diets that are high in complex carbs, fruits and vegetables, are really what people with arthritis should be consuming. You know, those people who, you know, are eating a lot of meat or dairy or wheat, they can have more problems. So you've just got to be smart about, you know, our diets in general, whether it's arthritis, whether it's cancers, whether it's heart disease, what we eat really does affect how we live. And, you know, I can't say enough, you know, about omega-3 fatty acids. Mm-hmm. We just need to be consuming so many more omega-3 fatty acids, more fruits and vegetables.
And by the way, with the
antioxidants,
omega,
on.
With the omega-3s, you need DHA and not EPA. The EPA for men may cause a problem with prostate cancer. That's it's suggested in a study that was out about a month or so ago whether it's 100% bona fide, yes, but DHA doesn't seem to have anything. Isn't it amazing how first we said, let's eat a lot of fish. Okay. Yep. Then we said, let's have fish oil. And then we said, make sure it's omega-3 fish oil. And now we say, make sure it's DHA omega-3. Yeah.
Back to what we were talking about before. Nutrition is a relatively new science.
Yeah.
And as we get into it, we're learning more and more specifics. And we've got to be willing to accept that the new science that comes out might be in contrast to the old science, and we've got to go with it.
Okay. The prices are soaring. Grocery chains are competing for customer loyalty. Which one is winning the incentive? That's really what it is. You're going to a supermarket, most of you or many of you, because they offer certain incentives that cut the costs. And around here, I've noticed a lot of gas stations, or you know, I think Shell is doing a promotion with Stop and Shop and that kind of stuff. Is that, what is that got to do with food? Nothing. It's got a lot to do with price, though, right?
Absolutely. And what we're seeing is, you know, the prices have gone up. The prices are going to go even higher. So get ready for that, number one. We've got to be smarter. This whole extreme couponing thing has been a disaster, where it's gotten just about every major supermarket chain and every major retailer to change their coupon policies so that we can't save as much as we did, you know, 2 or 3 months ago. You know, the gas programs have done very well across the country. You know, as the price of gas goes up, anything that we can do. But the wars haven't started yet, and we are going to see more wars. There's a new test going on right now called Aisle 50. And what Aisle 50 does, it's like Groupon or Guilt Group or any of these daily deals. But here's the difference. First of all, it's only food, and it's supermarket-based food, not some of the gourmet foods that, you know, you're going to spend $100 for something. That,
all supermarkets around the country are going to have this, you think?
Yes, absolutely. And what you do is you get one deal a day, and it's a super deal.
Do you highlight them at supermarketguru.com?
Yes, in an article that comes out Monday.
There it is, supermarketguru.com. Get the daily news flash there. You'll learn what's going on in Phil's world, which is part of your world. Phil Lempert, Supermarket Guru on Good Day Weekend. It's